This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's leading learning and technology magazine. I'm here at the SIIA EdTech Industry Summit. We just had our closing session, and I have the good fortune of having the Mindshare Learning Moment with Adam Hall, President of Skills Tutor, a division of HMH. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, Adam.
Thank you, Robert. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's been a great conference. What a collegial professional learning community amongst our industry leaders across North America and internationally that we're here the last couple of days in San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Now, your solution has evolved over time from my learning company days where it was CD-based and migrated to the web and in different iterations, and some real excitement around the whole transformation around digital, online, and even mobile. You were on the panel this afternoon with regard to that trend.
Right, and it's funny because I don't think people realize that we've been a cloud-based application. Skills Bank went to Skills Tutor. We're a cloud-based application since 1999. And back then we said we're anytime, anywhere. Now that we have mobile devices, we're really anytime, anywhere, and that's the exciting part. And one of the things I focused on in the panel today was mobile devices, mobile learning provides ubiquity of access to instruction, to content, but what's important and what Skills Tutor really focuses on is ubiquity of access to relevant instruction, because we can pinpoint, diagnose deficiencies, and then whatever you're working on, wherever you are, is going to be exactly what you need when you need it. So that's the power of mobile learning, in my opinion.
Fantastic. And your solution has evolved over time, the content component, engaging, more multimedia rich, etc.
Absolutely. Constantly refreshing the content and adding to the content to align to state standards and now Common Core. So we'll be fully aligned to the Common Core in grades 3 through 10 math by the end of this year. And then we're constantly adding and refreshing content to be aligned to the Common Core in other areas such as reading, language arts, science, etc. So, and then in terms of multimedia engagement, absolutely. It's basically flash-based content, lots of animation, lots of engaging activities. We're now focusing in on more adaptive content, so really along the lines of customization of instruction to the learner. And if you think about it, everything else in our life is customizable. I can get online and put my monogram on my shirts and have them delivered to my doorstep. You know, I can do anything online to customize to make it relevant to me. And education is just starting to do that.
It's kind of that Amazon model.
Yeah, exactly. The learning the learner.
Fascinating. And making a difference. Your solutions helping kids succeed.
Absolutely.
And reach their full potential.
That's what it's all about, right? And I think that everybody in this conference, I think, is in agreement that transformation and disruption is important. And we're all dedicated to modifying our products and services to that end. The one thing I think we probably need to focus on a bit more is on the policy side and on the teacher union side and on the construct of education. I'm not sure if they're adapting with us at this
point. And aligned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the challenge. You have to work both ends of the spectrum.
Exactly.
And get all stakeholders involved.
Exactly. Presumably.
Now, international. There's a lot of talk about international globalization. The world is flat, and the internet enables that. Mm-hmm. So that's becoming a priority for you as well.
Absolutely. HMH has an international division, and HMH as a company is very focused on expanding our products and resources, our products and services internationally. Skills Tutor is a big part of that. I know in China, Asia Pac, there's a huge demand for what we do. And I'm very excited to tap into that.
Fantastic. So you're just on the verge of a huge tipping point, I presume.
I hope so. I like to think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Well, excellent. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again for your time. That was Adam Hall, President of Skills Tutor, a division of HMH. This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.